Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Windrush Day. On this day, June the 22nd, 1948, a World War II transport ship, the MV Windrush, sailed into the Tilbury Docks in Essex with 1,027 passengers, many of them West Indians, seeking employment in the United Kingdom. That same vessel would make several other trips to the Caribbean, taking on West Indians, including Barbadians. It would mark one of the largest waves of migration from Barbados in the second half of the 20th century. Over 27,000 Barbadians would join the queue to venture to the UK, where they would work as nurses and nursing assistants in UK hospitals, in the London transport, and in other industrial sectors, endeavoring to rebuild the British economic infrastructure shattered by German bombings during the Second World War. The invitation by the UK provided opportunities for Barbadian women who wanted to pursue a career in nursing. Among the first batch of nurses who left on August the 20th, 1949, were Gwenny Innes of Silver Sands, Elsie Webster of Villa Road, and Idalia Ferguson of Britain's Cross Road. Also among these eager Barbadians was Clotel Cox from Welch's Christ Church, who when she left in 1956 had intended to spend 5 years in nursing. She ended up spending 62 years in the UK. But the conditions were difficult. In addition to the biting cold and the difficulties in finding suitable housing, the migrants came face to face with racism. Many encountered signs which read, "No Irish, no dogs, no blacks." But they stuck to the task, worked long hours, and made enough to send back a £5 note or a barrel of clothes for relatives at home. While some of these migrants remigrated to Barbados, many who remained faced deportation from the UK in 2018 in what became known as the Windrush Scandal. Today, June the 22nd, now marked as Windrush Day, we salute those brave men and women who endured the bitter English cold and racial prejudice to better their circumstances. Their remittances helped to alleviate poverty and contributed to the social and economic development of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.